At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Wow! I've been uncensored.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the podcast that is all about intellectually immature nonsense.
I have a very particular set of skills.
And by God, this is the BS.
Uncensored.
Ah, here it is, episode 21 of the BS Uncensored podcast. My name is Jason Bailey. Thanks for being here. There's Nikki D.
That is me.
There is Nelson.
Hello.
Hello. Dougie T.
There.
Special Valentine's Day episode of the podcast. And this has been set up for a couple weeks with our friends from the FBI here in Sacramento. Public affairs specialist Gina Swanky, aka my favorite person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She had said, "Hey, look, can we come on the podcast and talk about, you know, these romance scams? Because we did it on the radio show, and you know, we only have so many minutes on the radio show. And that sucks because there's like so much more to talk about. So hopefully, we can get into like the good stuff about these people that are, you know, that are falling victim." Of you know, the 12-year-old in the internet cafe in, you know, Nuk Nuk, India, or whatever the hell they're from. So let's welcome first. God, I know I just asked you to spell it out too. Victim specialist Yana, go ahead, say your last name. I'm not even gonna do it.
You're not even gonna try it.
Say it with me.
Nebishivitz.
What? You're telling me how to say it?
I just told you.
Nice.
Again?
She said Nebuchadnezzar.
Exactly. No, she did.
That's perfect.
No, it's not.
Perfect.
Oh, wow. Nailed it.
No,
thank you very much.
Not.
Nailed it. Thank you very much.
You set me up because she's been on the show before, and usually you'll have a piece of paper.
I did not know she was coming.
But you could have printed it out.
I didn't know she was coming until she was here.
And then you set me up. You're like making me ask her, and then I'm like,
I didn't make you do anything.
Well, what am I going to say? Hey, you, blonde, say your name.
And no, you just thought that I was not going to say it correctly.
Yana.
That's on you.
Yana, I'm talking to you, Nikki. Pay attention. Yeah. What's your last name? Yana.
Nebuchadnezz.
Is that right?
She nails it every time.
You're lying.
I'm going to give her the Russian card.
I am an FBI Citizens Academy graduate. I am a profiler. I know you're not telling the truth.
Please.
SSA Jimmy Asani. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. This was great.
I got that.
Let's not even talk about romance scams.
Well, that's why, you know, like when Gina and I were talking about the podcast, I was like, it's going to be a different world. I mean, this is the shit that I was doing like when I got fired in Atlanta. Like I had my podcast network, happiest I've ever been. You know, I love this stuff because you can, you know, do, I mean, you want to keep it classy for the most part, but I mean, we don't have to worry about times and people, bosses and irritating people and all that stuff. People have no idea what to do. So this is great. This is fun. So we want to talk about romance scams. Didn't you fall victim of a romance scam?
I did not fall victim to no romance scam.
I thought you did.
I did not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Why are you so angry? I'm just asking questions.
Because you're accusing now, me of so something that's crazy.
Wasn't there something that she said, I thought, at one time? Like a dude?
Well, I know that she's fallen into a tax scam before, but she's not. I don't remember it.
I did not have a romance scam.
Can we get the details about that, please? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Nikki romance scams every guy that she meets. My fault. I got it mixed up. So, Yana, let's start with you. Okay. The romance scams right up your alley, right? I mean, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. And so every day you go to work at the FBI, and do you see a new set of romance scams, or do you just focus on one in particular?
So I wouldn't say that I do it every day.
Yeah.
But
just when you want. You're a part time, right?
I'll make my own schedule. No, I would say we have different complaints coming in all the time. And so for the ones that I go out on and talk to victims, I mean, they're all kinds of victims. And I know you were saying earlier, you're not a victim of romance scams, but I think the most relatable thing that most people have been victim of is being catfished.
Oh,
and so
yes.
This is kind of like a hyper version of being catfished.
But does the FBI go after catfishers?
Do we, Jimmy?
No, we do not. Okay. There's not a dollar loss amount.
Oh, so it has to be a dollar loss amount.
Yeah, they just lying to you about what they look like when they catfish you.
Okay.
They didn't take any money from me.
So, but you would put it under a romance scam though, right? As far as catfish?
No, I would just compare it to that because the person is lying about what they look like and who they are. But then romance scam just like takes it up a whole different notch.
What is the worst romance scam that you guys have ever been a part of that you've seen? And is it really all about the dollar amount or is it about anything else?
Well, from the scammer's perspective, it's all about the dollar amount for sure.
Yeah.
Now we've seen egregious. So the worst that I've seen was in California. It wasn't like the biggest dollar amount, but what it did to this person was so awful.
Oh.
I mean, it bothers me to this day. Like I can feel the quiver in my voice. Just
tell me more. What happened? Why are they still upset about it?
All right. Long story short.
No. Long story. Yeah. This is take your time. Yeah.
So there was this lady. No dummy. Okay. I want to start with that. She built a company from the ground up, Stanford grad. She was in her late 60s.
Yeah.
Basically set up generations within her family. She didn't come from money, but she was just very smart. Retired in her mid-60s, left her company to her kids and her grandkids. Her husband dies.
Sad.
A couple of years later, she just happened to be on social media. Unprovoked, somebody reached out to her. And just claim that he thinks that they were at Stanford at the same time, brought up professors, things of that nature. He knew quite a bit about her. And they just engaged in a conversation. And then he took it off Facebook to like an encrypted chat. You know, the WhatsApps, the Telegrams, one of those. I don't know which one it was. And they engaged in a relationship. He would hit her up every morning and say, "Good morning, beautiful. Oh, how are you?"
That would get you, Nikki.
I mean, I like my good morning anybody. Text for sure. I love those.
Like, what's up, sweet cakes? You know, that kind of lovey stuff.
Yes, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I make sure to put those in these girls' calendar every morning because I need a boost in the morning, let me tell you.
Jimmy, FBI agent or romance scam artist? I don't know. All right, so he's texting her the sweet and loveys every morning, and she loves it.
She loves
eating it up.
And he's listening. So she talks about her business and her kids, and she sends pictures and... You know, all the normal stuff that we do online when we're engaged in a relationship. So he is this multi-gazillionaire oil rigger, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Off the shores of Turkey, and he's about to come visit her. But as soon as he's about to jump on the plane, the Turkish government seizes all his money.
Of course. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time that's happened to me.
And he's telling her about this, and he's like, "Oh my God, I've got this one account left. Can you log in for me?" So she logs in, and he asks her to wire $2 million to a separate account. So Whoa. She actually logs in, sees his balance, which was 30-some million dollars, but when she tries to wire the money, it says it's been seized by the Turkish government, so she can't do it. And the reason why he had her do it was...
So she would believe it was really his money.
Exactly.
And that he has that amount of money he says he has.
Exactly.
But how? Okay. But she did eventually... But she did see a bank account with $30 million
yes,
in it.
She did, but it was fake. Okay. So he just sent her the link, told her what her login information was.
How do you fake... Like, I wish I could fake $30 million in my... How do you fake $30 million in your bank account?
I don't know if we have that kind of time, but I can show you.
Bro, I'm keep telling
you. No, but it's just a website.
We could be here until tomorrow if we want.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, like, you can fake anything, obviously, yeah. But, I mean, is it difficult to fake $30 million in a legit... I guess it's not a legit bank.
No, it looks legit because mm-hmm. it's got all the features,
right,
like the little
okay.
padlock to make it mm-hmm. an HTTPS.
Yes.
It's an encrypted yeah. you know, site. It's a Swiss bank, but it was a fake Swiss bank. And he just manipulated the website address.
How smart do you have to be to do that?
Not smart at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I must be dumber than dumb.
Well,
no, do you not access a GPT? Any GPT out there?
Well, GPT, Grand Theft, no, what?
AI.
Oh, no, I'm not in on the AI stuff.
Okay, yeah, the AI will do...
It'll do it for you.
Yeah, you just tell it what
Holy
you want.
Shit, really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
I know.
So you just go and say, AI, make me a fake bank account website, and it'll do it.
You have to give it parameters, but yeah, it's yeah.
Wow. So this is what the guy did. She goes in, sees $30 million, so he says, just give me $2 million.
He says transfer it to a different account so I have access to it. That way I can buy a plane ticket and then I'll deal with the $30 million later. But she gets this pop-up that says this money's been seized by the Turkish government.
Yeah.
So he hits her up and he goes, well, I'm screwed. I have to pay taxes on $30 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And over the course of a year, she sends him, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's approximately $1.6 million.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, so how does she eventually find out she's being scammed, this romance scam? She never meets him.
No, she never meets him. But, you know, the text messages continue. You know, he calls her my giggly girl, love of my life. Every day, and they'll chat for 20, 30 chats, or, you know, backs and forths, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And she's lonely. She lost her husband.
Yeah, sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, where her kids find out about the 1.6, she has way more than 1.6, but he was gleaning it from her slowly, and she was a little bit, you know, on edge about it. She's like, well, I don't need my family finding out.
You know, if it's that easy to pull this. Like, she can't be that ugly, right? 60 years old, still got plenty of years, right? She's got all this cash. Seems like a very nice woman. She just lost her husband. It's very, very sad. Like, why would you scam a woman like this versus just saying, hey, let me try to give a relationship with you. All I got to do is call you giggly lady every morning. You know, I mean, you would be in for way more than 1.6. I could deal with that the rest of my life.
For legal. In, yeah, right, you know,
legally,
what I mean? Like, yeah, you're just her deadbeat boyfriend at that point.
And I mean, like, she would be at that age, be open to anything, be like, yes. You know, we should try this me date other women, but you not date other men thing,
right?
If she's, I mean, like, why wouldn't you go legit with somebody like this if it's that easy and that's all she wants?
He probably can't even get into this country. He was somebody somewhere, probably outside of the United States.
Well, I know,
but your question is why. Why isn't this rich female just engaging in some kind of relationship locally?
No. It wasn't a question. I'm saying why the scammers, you can get more out of it legally just by getting into a relationship with her. I mean, what's that going to hurt? You know, you get 1.6 by scamming her, but you can get all of it, you know, and all you got to do is like her.
She's one of 30-some victims
right.
that they're hitting every single day. And
wow.
they rotate who's working her.
What? So it's not just one person that does this. It's
like a network.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I really feel stupid now. I thought it was just like one-on-one.
No. It's never one-on-one. It's one-on-many.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this is a ring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the whole backstory there.
And so they tag out. They'll be like, okay, your mm-hmm. turn. They'll mm-hmm. take shifts. Mm-hmm. You work mm-hmm. 9 to 5, so on mm-hmm. and so forth. And then it's like, this is where we left off with this woman. You know, I just called her giggly lady. She's getting ready to have breakfast. Just make sure at around 11 o'clock mm-hmm. you call her giggly lady again. Right?
That's yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's
the gist.
Have you guys ever at the FBI infiltrated a romance scam ring where you see them in action?
Not in real time that I know of, case-wise, at least yeah. not out of the Sacramento division. But yeah, we've infiltrated rings before and we've taken them down.
So you've seen like all the paperwork and how they work and the system.
The
scripts.
How they did the social engineering to figure out who you are.
Oh, I've got some intel for you guys from one brother, sister, brother, man to my brothers and sisters at the Bureau. So this is what I do when I get a call and I know it's a scam is like first and foremost, if you call up and you tell me your name is Mike, and you don't sound like a Mike. I mean, we know, right? So what I do is I say, look, and he just starts talking. These people have no tact whatsoever. You don't do that. Normal conversations. Hey, how are you? You got a minute? Can I just grab mm-hmm. a minute of your time? You know, you want to make sure you want to be polite. They don't have this. So I like to take advantage of that. Look, what did you say your name was again? Hello, my name is Mike, right? And I'm like, look, you and I both know your name's not Mike. Whatever it is you're going to tell me, I'm going to listen to you only if you tell me your real name. No, my name is Mike. No, it's not Mike. You and I both know. You're lying. So you just keep pushing them, and they eventually hang up. But it's a lot of fun. So I'm saying if you want to keep them on the horn for a couple minutes, like to get their location, you need to get me on, like talking to them. I keep them on for what, Nikki, about 3 minutes?
2 seconds.
Two seconds.
That's it. And they're gone. So he probably won't be much help.
I thought it was
honest.
Longer than that. So did you find the guy that was taking this money from this woman?
Yeah, what happened to her? What ended up happening?
So the hard part about that, so we located the guy, but he wasn't in Turkey. He was in a country that doesn't deal with the United States
mm-hmm.
and
really?
Just kind of drifted off. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And we couldn't retrieve the 1.6.
Dang.
Now, caveat, we have reversed a ton of wires, especially this year. We've gotten quite good at applying pressure on these different countries,
yeah.
to include countries like China. To get at least a portion of the money back. But in this case, this was a few years back.
Do these countries now want to work with us based off of the idea that they have no, they don't care about something like this, or they just hate the United States?
No, I don't think it's a hate thing. It's just we don't have the treaties, the agreements in place
mm-hmm.
to make something like this happen. So if a wire transfer goes to a bank in a foreign country that we don't have a relationship with, really,
mm-hmm.
how do we prove to them that this was the consequence of a scam?
Right. You know what somebody should do? They should have insurance for scams. Scam insurance. Think about that.
Who'd carry that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, isn't that a great idea? Don't you think so?
For old people specifically, but yeah.
You know, like scam insurance. See, this woman, $1.6 million, it's still $1.6 million. I don't care how much money she has. It's still $1.6 million. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Well, therein lies the rub. You could be a scammer, too. You're selling scam insurance. You
know what I mean? That's the idea, is to be legit, is to not be a
scammer. I thought we were coming up with cool new scams.
No. That's it. Oh. Yeah. Tune into this podcast because we're coming up with cool new scams with the FBI. No,
we're just bouncing it off of them just to see how illegal it feels, and then we'll put the best one into play.
So, Yana, from what I understand, and this is, I think, from visits that y'all have made with us prior on the radio show, is the biggest thing when dealing with these victims, especially the men, is they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's probably from a victim specialist like yourself, that's the toughest kind of wall, barrier to break through, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first toughest wall is that if they're still in the middle of it, is convincing them that this is a scam, right? If they're still being inundated with messages. I was just the other week sitting down with a victim, and as we were sitting and telling her this is a scam, he messaged her and said, "Good morning, baby. How are you? What are you doing right now?" As we're talking to her, and I have to tell her, like, "Hey, put your phone down. This is a scam." And so I think that's the first hardest thing to overcome, is convincing them that this is a scam.
Yeah.
And then once they know it's a scam, they feel incredibly stupid.
So once they're coming to you, they're not coming to you because they already feel like it's a scam?
Sometimes. So sometimes victims will self-report, but that's more rare. More likely, it's family members coming forward and saying, "Hey, we think this person is in a scam. They're being scammed, but they don't know it yet." So it just depends on how the report comes to us.
Like grandkids or something for, you know, do you think that as the boomer generation leaves us, sadly, and the younger generations, even my generation, Gen X, as we start to take over the role as the hierarchy of the generations, less of these scams will be happening because we kind of smell it out? No?
No.
No, so everybody's falling for it?
Yeah, it might be a different tactic,
but
millennials fall victim to scams a lot more than our generation.
Real Gen X.
Thank you. Thank God.
Yeah. What were you going to
say? Well, millennial over here, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, are you closer to my age or her age? Sorry.
Oh, well, thank God.
No, Gen X.
I was like, I hope you don't think I'm Doug's age. You know, I was like, Jesus. I was like, what do I need to shave?
I'll back you up.
Hair dye in here? What's going on? So millennials, because of the TikTok generation.
Everybody's online. The younger folks are 100% online.
Right.
This is normal for you not to see another person.
But they believe, I guess it comes down to what you believe, Gina. Do they believe the millennial? I think my daughter's pretty smart about this stuff.
But it's not about being smart. I mean, the scammers, this is their 24/7 job.
Yeah.
This is what they do. You look at the problem we're having with sextortion
with
the younger generation. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with people they've never met that are in foreign countries or just trying to get money by getting illicit content.
Yeah.
So this is just, you know, a different version. And you're having people that are not as savvy, so the text messages work for them. And kind of the reverse engineering. The older generations share too much online.
Yes.
So that information for a scammer is out there. They know your favorite things. They know what you like to do. They kind of know what you own. So they know if you're financially well off or not. So that person that this is their full-time job just to extract money from you, this is what they do. They're pretty well armed. Whereas younger folks are kind of getting the idea that you shouldn't overshare online, but they still communicate an awful lot using online technology. So they're used to maybe starting a relationship with somebody they've never met in real life. And that's why the FBI is so strong about, if you haven't met somebody in 30 days, you got a problem.
Oh, so that's the rule. Like if you meet somebody online romantically, if you're not meeting face to face in 30 days, then you got to get out. Is that the rule?
It's a red flag.
It's a massive red flag. And especially if you haven't met them and they're asking you for money for whatever reason. You don't give money to somebody you've never met in real life. Absolutely not.
Did romance scams happen with like boomers writing letters? Like, look, I'm in Vietnam. I'm in Vietnam and
snail mail.
I lost my wallet in the rice paddies. If you could send $200 to the base, do they just happen online or do people do snail mail?
Well, I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen it either, but I think The thing that makes romance scams unique is it's somebody hitting the fast forward button on a relationship. So whereas usually it takes like 2-3 months to build up intimacy with somebody at normal speed, online these scammers are hitting you up every single day. And I mean, in 1 hour, they've sent you probably 50, 100 messages. And then they're trying to move it off the dating site or wherever you met them to phone messages. And then they're calling you all the time. And so you think you're really connected to this person in a short amount of time, which wouldn't happen with snail mail.
Right. Well, let me ask you. Okay. So as a woman, you love to, are you a romantic as a female? You know, because I'm a romantic as a guy. Okay. So you're romantic. So you go to one of these victims and then you start to see one of these cases. Have you ever said even to yourself and go, oh, that's really sweet. This guy, like, you know, I could have fallen for that. I like that. And you're a professional. Like you see this all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was saying earlier. Like, I think everybody's been catfished. I've been catfished, hatfished, maskfished.
Oh, come
like,
on.
All of those things.
That hatfish is crazy.
Yes.
Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay,
what we got all these other fishes.
Explain it to the Gen Xers here.
Sounds well, like I can tell you what the hatfish is when you meet a guy with a hat on. So he looks really cute and attractive. He takes that hat off and he's bald and he looks horrible.
A whole peninsula.
Or, yeah, he has that little bald spot just in the top. That's hatfish.
It sounds like y'all were reciting Dr. Seuss a second ago. Yeah. So, was there three catfish? You said a hatfish?
Uh-huh.
And you, Yana, have been hatfished in real life?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, hatfish. What was the last
Thank you,
one?
Nikki.
And you said, what, maskfish?
Maskfish.
Right.
Yeah. Mask. Oh, like,
we had to wear the mask.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was maskfished too. And I met the guy in person. We met online. I met him in person. He had the mask on. He looked so good. The next time I saw him and he took it off, I was like, whoa. His nose was huge. His lip like spread all the way across his face. I was like, dang, I've been maskfished.
Well, you know that. Yep. You know when Nelson lived here, that's what the girl said about him, but there was a different one. She said she got fatfished.
I don't know. Nelson's pictures are pretty accurate.
Yeah, I mean,
he put up.
Did I show up fatter or less fat? Like,
I don't know.
Had a fat fish.
It's like, who doesn't want a fat fish?
Right. I mean, we're eating good tonight.
Wow, really? Okay, so I didn't know there was all these fishes in the sea.
Yana, on the hatfish, did you meet him in person first or did you meet him online first?
In person. Okay, the man always kept a hat on. Mm-hmm. That should have been a red flag.
Yep.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better about the team we have at the FBI. So if she met him on a dating app and she didn't do rigorous data to find out who he was and find out he was bald before she met, I would feel some type of way. But knowing it was always in person, yeah, you could be half-fished.
What she's not saying is he was a professional baseball player. And whenever she was just going to the games.
So about the romance scams.
Circling back.
I want to hear more about Yana's hat fishing life. All right. So the embarrassment of these victims. We'll get back to that. The embarrassment. More for guys than girls?
No, equal.
Equal.
Equal for both. Yeah. I mean, you've been taken advantage of. Your trust has been betrayed. And not only that, now you've lost probably all of your retirement, most of your retirement. Some people take out reverse mortgages on their house. Their family is mad at them. Their kids aren't talking to them. Their grandkids are mad. So this domino effect of everything that's happened to you because of the person that you thought you were in love with, and you just feel so incredibly dumb that you quote unquote fell for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't think they should feel dumb though.
Absolutely.
People are going to make you feel that way though. Just like they said, your family, your kids, your grandkids, they're going to say, how could you be so stupid? Those are going to be the exact words that come out of their
mouth. Horrible.
I guarantee you.
Yana was just talking about that before we came here, right before. I won't put words in your mouth, but that's what she said. And that is the wrong way to deal with a loved one.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's what happens though, is what I'm saying.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, realistically, and I can see it from the family's perspective, right? They're frustrated. That's their future that you just lost.
Right.
But my encouragement is, family, it's okay to be frustrated and angry. Go and vent amongst yourselves. And then when you talk to your loved one, tell them, like, honestly, it's not that you're dumb. This isn't your fault. You were up against a network of people that were really skilled at doing this.
If I were to guess, but, you know, the cheating romance scams, that's when the family really comes. You're an idiot, right? Because they're justified. You know, so not only did you fall for the scam and you're mad about that, like you said, that's your money, your future and all that stuff. but you did bad. You did it. You did. You were doing something you shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Yeah, because we covered a story not too long ago of this woman who's arrested mm-hmm. because she thought she was dating the guy from Days of Our Lives, and she tried to kill her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have stuff like that that happens with these romance scams?
Like celebrities?
Yeah, remember she thought she was dating a celebrity, and she wasn't, and he told her to kill her husband.
Any celebrity stories, fake celebrity romance scams that you guys have covered?
Not that I've covered. And if it falls into the murder realm, mm-hmm. it goes to a violent crime squad.
Well, no, okay. Not murder. Just you're dating, you know, like, hey, this is The Rock, you know.
And they think that's who they're dating, and they've sent all this money to them.
No, the ones that we get, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but the ones, at least in Sacramento, we, as I've mentioned, we get about 800 of these a month.
Yeah, 800. Yeah.
It's a lot. Wow. It's always the social media account of someone that's a prolific poster that gets hacked, and they use that person's profile
to
communicate.
Do you ever take these personal?
You can't help it because you see your parents
right
in mm-hmm. this, you know? And
I know you guys really want to hire me. I know that. But if I got hired to do this, I wouldn't sleep 24/7. I would be fine. I would travel all around the world to find these people.
Because you're obsessive.
I am. I'm obsessive. You know, I'm the guy that will start a sport and buy, not know how to do it, but buy everything that goes along with it, you know, because I'm like, I got to get ready for when I get good. And so if I were on these cases with Team Y'all, dude, I would crush it. I mean, I wouldn't stop. I'd be so
down
angry.
All the rabbit holes.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you laughing at?
You.
You don't think I would?
I know you would. That's why I'm laughing. They don't know. I know.
You know what my problem is? I'd be too awesome at it.
You probably would. God.
I would be a very good
They'd
helper.
They say, gosh, you're making us look bad. Stop finding all these people.
That would not be my goal. My mm-hmm. goal would be to report to Yana and Jimmy.
Well, you got one of the best tools, which is this, the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a platform to talk about it.
And I'd have to give it up because I have to go undercover.
No one has come forward, though, since we've been talking about this and said, hey, I think I've been romance scammed. Or did they call y'all and tell y'all? But they ain't just tell us.
Anonymously, probably.
Well, I just think in the conversations that you're having, because people hear like romance scams and they think they kind of like turn off or their eyes glaze over. But like yesterday, I was talking to somebody on a completely separate case, and we just start talking about what's going on for him. And he starts talking about a friend whose wife is being scammed and just took out another $300,000 against the house. And now they're having to get divorced. And so all of this just came up in natural conversation. So I guarantee almost everybody has somebody in their life that has been scammed.
Mm-hmm. Like a less than 6 degrees type of thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. That's an interesting statistic. I'd agree with that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and they're too embarrassed. Like I always wondered, you know, my mom's 78. And, you know, we just reconnected. We were estranged for 17 years. And her house did not have, like, internet. Like, it wasn't wired for internet. Like, it didn't have the things. Mm-hmm. That's how, she didn't even know what Netflix was. So I put it all in for her, and I got her, you know, the Wi-Fi, her new phone and route, you know, all that stuff. You know, and she, you know, she'll call me and she'll go, you know, Jace, I heard on Facebook that, you know, and that, you know, I heard on Facebook, and she believes mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. So I have to get it reprogrammed. I'm like, mom, it's mm-hmm. all fake. It's not real. Are you trying to tell me the sun's not coming? Like, she believes everything. So I don't know if my mother, I don't think she would get romance scammed. This is why it's like kind of a conundrum for me. My grandmother and my mother were very very protective to the point where they were kind of bitchy about stuff. Like, I don't know you. Get away from me. I don't know you. I'm not giving you a dollar. That kind of stuff. So that's the boomer generation in my mind, at least our grandparents, that they're, you know, get away from me. I don't know you. Get away. You know, that kind of thing. So they fall for this stuff really surprises me.
Well, and so you're right in saying that, like, if they think they don't know that person, they're not going to give them anything. The trick is these scammers make them believe that they do know them. Mm-hmm. They're not a stranger anymore. So I would say if you're on the online world or you have a phone, somebody's probably going to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So they're used to maybe starting a relationship with somebody they've never met in real life. And that's why the FBI is so strong about, if you haven't met somebody in 30 days, you got a problem.
Oh, so that's the rule. Like, if you meet somebody online romantically, if you're not meeting face-to-face in 30 days, then you got to get out. Is that the rule?
It's a red flag.
It's a massive red flag. And especially if you haven't met them and they're asking you for money for whatever reason, you don't give money to somebody you've never met in real life. Absolutely not.
Did romance scams happen with, like, boomers writing letters? Like, look, I'm in Vietnam. I'm in Vietnam, and
snail mail.
I lost my wallet in the rice paddies. If you could send $200 to the base, do they just happen online, or do people do snail mail?
Well, I've not seen. Go ahead. I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen it either. But I think the thing that makes romance scams unique is it's somebody hitting the fast forward button on a relationship. So whereas usually it takes like 2-3 months to build up intimacy with somebody at normal speed, online these scammers are hitting you up every single day. And I mean, in 1 hour they've sent you probably 50-100 messages. And then they're trying to move it off the dating site or wherever you met them to phone messages, and then they're calling you all the time. And so you think you're really connected to this person in a short amount of time, which wouldn't happen with snail mail.
Right. Well, let me ask you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as a woman, you love to, are you a romantic as a female? You know, because I'm a romantic as a guy. Okay. So you're romantic. So you go to one of these victims and then you start to see one of these cases. Have you ever said even to yourself and go, oh, that's really sweet. This guy, like, you know, I could have fallen for that. I like that. And you're a professional. Like, you see this all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was saying earlier. Like, I think everybody's been catfished. I've been catfished, hatfished, maskfished.
Oh, come
like,
on.
All what of was those the last things.
One? Yeah. Hatfish is hat-fished. Crazy.
Yes.
Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay,
what we got all these other fishes.
Explain it to the Gen Xers here.
Sounds well, like I can tell you what a hatfish is when you meet a guy with a hat on. So he looks really cute and attractive. He takes that hat off and he's bald and he looks horrible.
A whole peninsula.
Or, he has that little bald spot just in the top. That's hatfish.
It sounds like y'all were reciting Dr. Seuss a second ago. Yeah. So, was there three catfish? You said a hatfish?
Uh-huh.
And you, Yana, have been hatfished in real life?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, what was the last
one? Thank you,
one?
Nikki.
You said, what, maskfish?
Maskfish.
Right.
Yeah. Mask. Oh, like,
we had to wear the mask.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was maskfished, too. And I met the guy in person. We met online. I met him in person. He had the mask on. He looked so good. The next time I saw him and he took it off, I was like, whoa. His nose is huge. His lips spread all the way across his face. I was like, dang, I've been maskfished.
Well, you know that. Yep. You know when Nelson lived here, that's what the girl said about him. But there was a different one. She said she got fatfished.
I don't know. Nelson's pictures are pretty accurate.
Yeah, I mean, he put up. Did I show up fatter or less fat? Like, I don't know. Out of fatfish.
It's like, who doesn't want a fat fish?
Right. I mean, we're eating good tonight.
Wow. Really? Okay. So I didn't know there was all these fishes in the sea.
Yana, on the hatfish.
Fish. Did you meet him in person first or did you meet him online first?
In person. Okay, the man always kept a hat on. Mm-hmm. That should have been a red flag.
Yep.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better about the team we have at the FBI. I'm so if she met him on a dating app and she didn't do rigorous data to find out who he was and find out he was bald before she met, I would feel some type of way. But knowing it was always in person, yeah, you could be half it.
What she's not saying is he was a professional baseball player. And whenever she was just going to the games.
So about the romance scams.
Circling back.
I want to hear more about Giannis hat fishing life. All right. So the embarrassment of these victims. We'll get back to that. The embarrassment. More for guys than girls?
No, equal.
Equal.
Equal for both. Yeah. I mean, you've been taken advantage of. Your trust has been betrayed. And not only that, now you've lost probably all of your retirement, most of your retirement. Some people take out reverse mortgages on their house. Their family is mad at them. Their kids aren't talking to them. Their grandkids are mad. So this domino effect of everything that's happened to you because of the person that you thought you were in love with, and you just feel so incredibly dumb that you quote unquote fell for it, right?
I don't think they should feel dumb, though.
Absolutely.
People are going to make you feel that way, though. Just like they said, your family, your kids, your grandkids, they're going to say, how could you be so stupid? Those are going to be the exact words that come out of their mouth.
Horrible.
I guarantee you.
Yana was just talking about that before we came here, right before. Mm-hmm. I won't put words in your mouth, but that's what she said. Mm-hmm. And that is the wrong way to deal with a loved one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could.
But I'm sure that's what happens, though, is what I'm saying.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, realistically, and I can see it from the family's perspective, right? They're frustrated. Mm-hmm. That's their future that you just lost.
Right.
But my encouragement is, family, it's okay to be frustrated and angry. Go and vent amongst yourselves. And then when you talk to your loved one, tell them, like, honestly, it's not that you're dumb. This isn't your fault. You were up against a network of people that were really skilled at doing this.
If I were to guess, but, you know, the cheating romance scams, that's when the family really comes. You're an idiot, right? Because they're justified. Mm-hmm. You know, so not only did you fall for the scam and you're mad about that, like you said, that's your money, your future and all that stuff, but you did bad. You were doing something you shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Yeah, because we covered a story not too long ago of this woman who's arrested because she thought she was dating the guy from Days of Our Lives and she tried to kill her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have stuff like that happens with these romance scams?
Like celebrities?
Yeah, remember she thought she was dating a celebrity and she wasn't, and he told her to kill her husband.
Any celebrity stories, fake celebrity romance scams that you guys have covered?
Not that I've covered. And if it falls into the murder realm, it goes to a violent crime squad.
Well, no, not murder, just you're dating, you know, like, hey, this is The Rock, you know.
And they think that's who they're dating and they've sent all this money to them.
No, the ones that we get, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but the ones, at least in Sacramento, we, as I've mentioned, we get about 800 of these a month.
Complaints. Yeah, 800. Yeah,
it's a lot. Wow. It's always the social media account of someone that's a prolific poster that gets hacked and they use that person's profile
to
communicate.
Do you ever take these personal?
You can't help it because you see your parents
right
in this, you know, and
I know you guys really want to hire me. I know that. But if I got hired to do this, I wouldn't sleep 24/7. I would be fine. I would travel all around the world to find these people.
Because you're obsessive.
I am. I'm obsessive. You know, I'm the guy that will start a sport and not know how to do it, but buy everything that goes along with it, you know, because I'm like, I got to get ready for when I get good. And so if I were on these cases with Team Y'all, would crush it. I mean, I wouldn't stop. I'd be so
down
angry.
All the rabbit holes.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you laughing at?
You.
You don't think I would?
I know you would. That's why I'm laughing. They don't know. I know.
You know what my problem is I'd be too awesome at it.
You probably would. God.
I would be a very good helper.
They say, gosh, you're making us look bad. Stop finding all these people.
That would not be my goal. My goal would be to report to Yana and Jimmy.
Well, you got one of the best tools, which is this, the what? Podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, you have a platform to talk about it.
And I'd have to give it up because I have to go undercover.
No one has come forward, though, since we've been talking about this and said, hey, I think I've been romance scammed. Or did they call y'all and tell y'all? But they ain't just tell us.
Anonymously, probably.
Well, yeah. I just think in the conversations that you're having, because people hear like romance scams and they think, they kind of like turn off or their eyes glaze over. But like yesterday, I was talking to somebody on a completely separate case, and we just start talking about what's going on for him. And he starts talking about a friend whose wife is being scammed and just took out another $300,000 against the house. And now they're having to get divorced. And so all of this just came up in natural conversation. So I guarantee almost everybody has somebody in their life that has been scammed.
Mm-hmm. Like a less than 6 degrees type of thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. That's an interesting statistic. I'd agree with that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, and they're too embarrassed. Like I always wondered, you know, my mom's 78 and, you know, we just reconnected. We were estranged for 17 years. And her house did not have like internet. Like it wasn't wired for internet. Like didn't have the things. Mm-hmm. That's how she didn't even know what Netflix was. So I put it all in for her and I got her, you know, the Wi-Fi, her new phone and route, you know, all that stuff, you know, and she, you know, she'll call me and she'll be like, you know, Jace, I heard on Facebook that, you know, and that, you know, I heard on Facebook and she believes mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. So I have to get it reprogrammed. I'm mm-hmm. like, Mom, it's mm-hmm. all fake. It's not real. You're trying to tell me the sun's not coming? Like she believes everything. So I don't know if my mother, I don't think she would get romance scammed. This is why it's like kind of a conundrum for me. My grandmother and my mother were very very protective to the point where they were kind of bitchy about stuff. Like, I don't know you. Get away from me. I don't know you. I'm not giving you a dollar, that kind of stuff. So that's the boomer generation in my mind, at least our grandparents, that they're, you know, get away from me. I don't know you. Get away. Get away. You know, that kind of thing. So they fall for this stuff really surprises me.
Well, and so you're right in saying that, like, if they think they don't know that person, they're not going to give them anything. The trick is these scammers make them believe that they do know them. Mm-hmm. They're not mm-hmm. a stranger anymore. So I would say if you're on the online world or you have a phone, somebody's probably going to reach out to you, mm-hmm. you know, a scammer. And if you can recognize what those red flags are, mm-hmm. that's what's going to help build up like your immunity against it. If you think this will never happen to me,
yeah.
then I think you're more vulnerable to it.
What's the oldest victim you've ever had?
I think I've had like in mid-80s, late-80s.
Mm-hmm. Was it they were trying to help or they were in love?
In love.
Oh my God. That just breaks Thanks. My heart.
And yeah, beyond in love, it's to the point where you can't draw them out. You can show mm-hmm. them all. I've got somebody in mind that I'm thinking of, you know, I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
You can show them all the evidence.
Yeah.
This is the profile that was hacked.
Did you find the scammer?
No. This is pretty new. This is pretty new.
Oh, then I'm on the case.
Thank you. Thank
oh
gosh.
My gosh. But they don't want to believe that it's a scam, so they continue to talk to the person.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
So what do? You take over for them?
That's your territory there.
Oh, is this?
It was her colleague who interviewed the person that I'm thinking of for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
The lady cried and everything else.
Oh, my God.
We thought we got through to her. And let me tell you, these guys are really good at what they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I almost wish we had a victim that you could communicate with right now, but they're really, really good at it.
Yeah. So do you take, like, in any case, not just this case, so you go, okay, we've got the fish on the line. Do we now, as the FBI, take over the account? So how does that work? Or do you just tell them, shut it down, get out of there?
I'm going to let Gina answer that one.
Oh, is this top secret stuff? Is this classified?
Well, I mean, there's some technique to it, but, I mean, it depends. I mean, sometimes you could just get all the information out of the investigation. If we're going after a big network, maybe there's an opportunity to do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the key thing is when we're engaging with somebody that's being victimized, we want them to stop the behavior. And probably the trickiest thing for Jimmy and Yana is getting that person to fully realize that this person isn't in love with them, that this person is in love with their bank account.
Yeah.
And that is probably the most human element and the trickiest element of the whole thing, because we have a number of people, no matter how many times you tell them that they've been scammed, it's a romance scam, this person really doesn't care about you, they're still getting these text messages and communication, and they're like, but what if?
Yeah.
What if they're wrong? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like your brain does something really weird when you have this connection to what you believe to be another human being, not a network of beings or not a criminal.
Yeah.
And you want that connectivity. You feel you've spent all this time developing this relationship, and but you know them. It's tricky because we have people that even though we've told them that they're in the middle of a scam, they keep going back.
Yeah, but I would think, and maybe is it manpower on the FBI side of things, is that if you've got them on the line, you know, you would want to keep playing them, do the same thing to them as they're doing to you, and say, okay, you know, they send you the link to go to their fake bank account, and you're like, actually, if you could go to my account and transfer, right?
Usually they're not going to do that. They're looking for that one way. They're trying to get money. They're not looking to send it because part of their shtick, too, is for some reason they can't access the money they have.
Uh-huh.
So either it's tied up in a government or maybe it's been seized at customs. There's a million things that
but
they
can't
will
you
say.
Transfer like fake money, digital like tracking.
Well, usually by the time we know that it's a crime, real money has gone.
Has
as far
gone.
As trying to identify and do that, there's a number of different techniques that we can't talk about specifically, but certainly we also have to work with our law enforcement partners overseas. Because in many cases, these rings are located in economically depressed areas, that this is a full-time job for a ring. And so we work with those entities to try and get them arrested and extradite them back. Because unlike TV, we also can't just fly over and arrest somebody. We have to work with those governments to have that happen.
God, wouldn't that be a great TV show? Is a rogue badass, you know, that gets cases from his buddy that works at the FBI. Let's just call him James Husunu, you know. And he gets these cases and he flies around, and each episode is him going to find these people.
Oh, that sounds like my real life, right?
And he's also getting intel from his other friend that works at the FBI. Let's just call her Hannah. And right? I mean, how awesome is that? Because seriously, I couldn't, you know, I joke and stuff, but seriously, like my grandmother was my rock. So like this thing for elderly people just to like not going to work. So I'm now getting angry, and which is the last thing you want to do, right? Because that gets you out of sorts. But I would be so angry. I'd be like, okay, do we have an idea, a radius? I'm out of here. I'm going to find him. I will find this person. I will find you and I will kill you. You know, that kind of deal. Because that's like, that's cool. And are we the only country that's getting scammed?
No.
Or do we have any scammers here?
Yes. So they are.
God. Let's start scamming.
He's a target.
Let's start scamming them. Let's go after India. Let's get them. You know, do we have people that are doing the romance scams out of the United States?
Yes, they are surfacing.
All right, America.
But they're surfacing as a result of what they're seeing overseas. And that's the problem.
So it's local then. It's like homegrown. We're not turning it back around and going to Mexico from America and romancing them. We're learning from the outside actors and romance scamming our own.
Homegrown is the perfect term to describe these folks.
All right.
Home fish.
Perfect. But it's
home
relatively
fish.
New.
Home fries.
But they're finding that it's lucrative.
Are they Americans or are they illegals?
Well,
bet you.
I don't know. I don't know yet, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, no, I shouldn't say. The ones that we've arrested so far, and they're far and in between in the U.S., because the majority of them are overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very specific to location. Like, you know, tech support scams, specific location. Romance scams, specific location, and so on and so forth. But the ones that we've arrested so far are at least American residents.
Oh, good. At least thank God we're in the game.
Yeah, but we're scamming God. Our own people. We're not scamming people overseas.
Well, that's where we're screwing up. We've got to go after the non-Americans.
And we are. So we have people that we're extraditing back to the U.S., even with countries that we don't have extradition treaties with.
He doesn't
like
mean
in
you.
Nigeria, for example, we've got people, over 50 people right now, that are coming to the U.S. to be tried. It's going to happen. They're in the process.
Wow.
So there is a silver lining. But going back to my original story, because you brought up your grandmother, and this is an important point. So the lady, Stanford, who grew this business and engaged in a relationship, her kids find out that she sent this money. So they freeze her accounts. And they basically won't let her even, fill up a tank of gas without their permission.
I do that to my wife.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
No, that's a very short leash.
Sorry.
And So she tells her boyfriend, you know, this is what my family's doing. They're really mad at me. And I showed them all these legitimate documents that you've sent me. And they just don't believe me.
Oh, she kept talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and no wonder why they did it.
Well, yeah. But they didn't do it the right way. And here's the problem. So eventually, scammer realizes he's not going to get any more money, or the ring realizes they're not going to get any money, so they disappear. So now she knows it's a scam. Mm. And her family, she built this company. She left it to them. She's a classy lady. They kind of turned her into a toddler. They're treating her like a toddler.
Still,
she can't do anything.
Even still. After the person leaves?
Yep.
Wow. To this day?
Well, I don't know. To this day, the last time I got an update was about a year ago. But the issue was the person that she loved most on in this earth. I can't speak today. Most on earth?
Most mm-hmm. in this world.
Yeah, in this world. Thank you.
Yeah, most in this world.
The traitor.
Oh, the guy, the online guy.
The guy, yeah. The online guy. And the people that are supposed to love her unconditionally, her family, are at odds with her and treating her a certain way. So she got depressed.
Drugs.
And suicidal.
Oh, no.
Not drugs. Suicidal. She was going to commit suicide.
Oh, my God.
Then a victim services specialist went to go speak with her.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because her grandchild, I think it was a little bit removed, filed a complaint. And we sent somebody immediately to go talk to her, a victim specialist.
Yeah.
And they got her out of it. And we learned a lot from that one. Because she said, okay, it cost me $1.6 million, but it was the happiest I've been in my life.
Wow. What do you say to somebody like that that's suicidal because of that? I could tell you what I'd say, but it's not very well received in 2024. What would you say?
Well, I think that's part of what makes the job really hard is that we have to do these suicide risk assessments, especially with the elderly, because they just lost all their savings, their retirement, their family's mad at them. The person that they thought they were in love with has betrayed them. And so at this point, they don't know that they have anything to live for. So one, you have to do a suicide risk assessment, see if there's a plan in place, you know, how serious are they about this? And then it's talking about steps forward. Okay, we're going to put your life, you're going to be able to put your life back together, and we're together and we're going to figure it out how. And so it's figuring out like the pieces, what do we need to do today? What do we need to do the next day? And then providing the resources. So whether that's support groups is going to be the first one, connecting to a community of other people that have been through this and that get it. Is going to be the most important thing to kind of start digging yourself out of that hole. You got to move them from the place of shame and humiliation to a place where they start seeing some hope in their future again. And a lot of that is also working with the family dynamics. I get it. You're frustrated. You're angry. But the more you take it out on them, the more you drive them back to the scammer.
That's
because you're isolating them even more.
Yeah.
And so now they're vulnerable to the next scammer if they have any money left.
You probably don't talk to them like a coach. That's what I think I'd be good at that, Nikki.
No, you will not be good at that at all.
Didn't I do that not that long ago? You guys are impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're not for somebody that's suicidal, though, because they just got scammed. I don't know that
I've saved lives on the radio. Excuse me. I'm a saver. You know, it's like I was telling my wife this the other night because, you know, and she. As glossy eyed to me, but she was, you know, she had some friends that turned heel on her, and you know, it's been bothering her for a while. And I'm like, how do you let someone else determine how you are? Like, how do you let somebody live rent free in your head? I just have a different mindset. You know, I'm Tom Coughlin, the situation.
You don't care about having friends.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's not the point. The point, I do care about having friends.
No, you don't.
I do.
I feel like it's the whole point.
Right? It's the point of if you're not at fault and it's them and it's not you and it's like black and white, then why would you let that bother you? You know, why would you let somebody else's problem bother you? But you can't probably say that to these people, right? They don't want to hear that.
No, because I think that you try to see it from their perspective, right? That's the whole thing of empathy is trying to be
in their
shoes.
But their perspective is wrong.
But it's right from their perspective. Right. According to us, and it might be like, listen, just factually speaking, this is wrong. However, you try to put yourself in their shoes and it's like, I get it. You're a human being. You were looking for connection. And this person promised you everything in the world. And once we are in love or we think we're in love, it's like rationality goes out the window.
Out the window.
We maximize the good. We minimize the bad, you know, and you just get further and further in it. And so you just try to connect with them on a human level. Like, I understand how this kind of stuff happens. And it's not just you. And we've had victims, he was saying, like, a, you know, somebody who was incredibly savvy. I've had victims who are law enforcement. I've had victims who are probation officers and CEOs and accountants. And so it really doesn't matter how smart you are. The fact that you're human and you want connection with other people makes you vulnerable
to
people taking advantage of that.
She's so good.
Yeah. See, that's what you have to say to people.
I just haven't.
Don't let people live right in your head.
Well, no, first and foremost, I don't sound like that. And you don't know. I have a different approach.
Oh, what's your approach? You just told us your approach. It was not that.
I understand. She's got her way. I've got, everybody's got a way. I've got my own. Jimmy, my way's not bad. Right? See, you heard
him. He's speechless.
No comment.
I heard him shake his head, though.
No.
That's a man who wants to stay employed.
Mouth moved, nothing came out.
Damn, Doug would turn on his microphone and we could hear him.
That's not what it was.
Nice try.
All right. Well, look, it is all about the scam, and it is all about knowing. I mean, we joke and we have fun and stuff. That's just for the entertainment aspect. But the serious side of things is don't be embarrassed. Like, come forward. Go to the FBI, whether it's, you know, wherever you're listening. If you're here in Sacramento, you want to go to the FBI, anywhere, go to the FBI. They will help you. They're obtainable. They're reachable. 1-800-CALL-FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. tips.fbi.gov. If you have a loved one that is going through this, don't let it go any farther. Help them out. It might be a struggle at first, and it might be a bumpy road, but as we all know, at the end of the road, it smooths out eventually. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to the experts, and we have to get these sons of bitches. I mean, really, we have to get them. But this money, but just the embarrassment, don't be embarrassed. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody gets got. Right? It just happens.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a thing. You know, it's no different than going to the car dealership and then coming home and telling somebody how much you paid for a car. And somebody goes, oh, my God, you could have got that for $5,000. Same thing. You got God. You shouldn't be embarrassed. You just got God. You know, that would be my speech.
Yeah. And that's I think that's a great speech. And I think the fact that also just telling them you coming forward can help somebody else, because like Jimmy was saying earlier, that victim and that scammer probably has 30 other victims. So you coming forward can help us find those 29 others. So don't be embarrassed. And two, you probably got information that'll be helpful.
Can I help anyway other than this stuff? Can I, like, I be an honorary? Am I allowed in the building still? I'm allowed in the building.
I believe so, yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that, right?
Yeah. Did Gina get you your gun already? I know that was on.
Wow. I've already got a bunch at the house.
Okay.
A bunch of them not on the roster here in California, too. So I don't know if y'all want to hear that or not, but no. Okay.
No.
I'm good
allegedly.
I'm good with the gun stuff. I don't need a gun. I'll take these guys out with a.
Was that a waka?
I think it was a karate chop or something.
It was a hi-ya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just training. That's all it is. Sure. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, he just snapped into it, and that just looks so natural.
All right. We'd like to thank our friends from the FBI. Gina, thank you. Yana, thank you. Jimmy, thank you.
Anytime.
FBI, tips.fbi.gov, 1-800-CALL-FBI is where you go. At FBI Sacramento on the Twitter, and now on Facebook, which is good, you know? So you get to see all these stories when you follow the FBI Sacramento on Facebook there. Give us a like, share, follow on social at Listen to the BS. And, you know, Nikki, got anything?
Yeah, stop all that hat fishing and catfishing.
Yes, Nelson.
Don't stop falling for my fat fishing, though.
All right. Look, have yourself a great, safe rest of your week. And until next time, bye.
Get off my lawn. It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support
thebaileyshow.com.
Now, get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People hear like romance scams and they think they kind of like turn off or their eyes glaze over. But like yesterday, I was talking to somebody on a completely separate case, and we just start talking about what's going on for him. And he starts talking about a friend whose wife is being scammed and just took out another $300,000 against the house. And now they're having to get divorced. And so all of this just came up in natural conversation. So I guarantee almost everybody has somebody in their life that has been scammed.
Mm-hmm. Like a less than 6 degrees type of thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. That's an interesting statistic. I'd agree with that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, and they're too embarrassed. Like, I always wondered, you know, my mom's 78 and, you know, we just reconnected. We were estranged for 17 years and her house did not have like internet. Like it wasn't wired for internet. Like it didn't have the things. Mm-hmm. That's how she didn't even know what Netflix was. So I put it all in for her and I got her, you know, the Wi-Fi, her new phone and route, you know, all that stuff. You know, and she, you know, she'll call me and she'll be like, you know, Jace, I heard on Facebook that, you know, and that, you know, I heard on Facebook, and she believes mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. So I have to get it reprogrammed. I'm mm-hmm. like, Mom, it's mm-hmm. all fake. It's not real. You're trying to tell me the sun's not coming? Like, she believes everything. So I don't know if my mother, I don't think she would get romance scammed. This is why it's like kind of a conundrum for me. My grandmother and my mother were very protective to the point where they were kind of bitchy about stuff. Like, I don't know you. Get away from me. I don't know you. I'm not giving you a dollar. That kind of stuff. So that's the boomer generation in my mind, at least our grandparents, that they're, you know, get away from me. I don't know you. Get away. Get away. You know, that kind of thing. So they fall for this stuff really surprises me.
Well, and so you're right in saying that, like, if they think they don't know that person, they're not going to give them anything. The trick is these scammers make them believe that they do know them. Mm-hmm. They're not a stranger anymore. So I would say if you're on the online world or you have a phone, somebody's probably going to reach out to you, mm-hmm. you know, a scammer. And if you can recognize what those red flags are, mm-hmm. that's what's going to help build up like your immunity against it. If you think this will never happen to me,
yeah.
then I think you're more vulnerable to it.
What's the oldest victim you've ever had?
I think I've had like in mid-80s, late-80s.
Mm-hmm. Was it they were trying to help or they were in love?
In love.
Oh my God. That just breaks my heart.
And yeah, beyond in love. It's to the point where you can't draw them out. You can show mm-hmm. them all. I've got somebody in mind that I'm thinking of, you know, I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
You can show them all the evidence.
Yeah.
This is the profile that was hacked.
Did you find the scammer?
No. This is pretty new. This is pretty new.
Oh, then I'm on the case.
Thank you. Thank
oh
gosh.
My gosh.
But they don't want to believe that it's a scam, so they continue to talk to the person.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
So what do? You take over for them?
That's your territory there.
Oh, is this?
It was her colleague who interviewed the person that I'm thinking of for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
The lady cried and everything else.
Oh,
and
my God.
We thought we got through to her. And let me tell you, these guys are really good at what they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I almost wish we had a victim that you could communicate with right now, but they're really, really good at it.
Yeah. So do you take, like, in any case, not just this case, so you go, okay, we've got the fish on the line. Do we now, as the FBI, take over the account? So how does that work? Or do you just tell them, shut it down, get out of there?
I'm going to let Gina answer that one.
Oh, is this top secret stuff? Is this classified?
Well, I mean, there's some technique to it, but I mean, it depends. I mean, sometimes you could just get all the information out of the investigation. If we're going after a big network, maybe there's an opportunity to do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the key thing is when we're engaging with somebody that's being victimized, we want them to stop the behavior. And probably the trickiest thing for Jimmy and Yana is getting that person to fully realize that this person isn't in love with them, that this person is in love with their bank account.
Yeah.
And that is probably the most human element and the trickiest element of the whole thing, because we have a number of people, no matter how many times you tell them that they've been scammed, it's a romance scam, this person really doesn't care about you, they're still getting these text messages and communication, and they're like, but what if?
Yeah.
What if they're wrong? Mm-hmm. So it's like your brain does something really weird when you have this connection to what you believe to be another human being, not a network of beings or not a criminal.
Yeah.
And you want that connectivity. You feel you've spent all this time developing this relationship, and but you know them. It's tricky because we have people that, even though we've told them that they're in the middle of a scam, they keep going back.
Yeah, but I would think, and maybe is it manpower on the FBI side of things, is that if you've got them on the line, you know, you would want to keep playing them, do the same thing to them as they're doing to you, and say, okay, you know, they send you the link to go to their fake bank account, and you're like, actually, if you could go to my account and transfer, right?
Usually they're not going to do that. They're looking for that one way. They're trying to get money. They're not looking to send it, because part of their shtick, too, is for some reason they can't access the money they have.
Uh-huh.
So either it's tied up in a government, or maybe it's been seized at customs. There's a million things that
but
they
can't
will
you
say.
Transfer, like, fake money, digital, like, tracking.
Well, usually by the time we know that it's a crime, real money has gone. As far as trying to identify and do that, there's a number of different techniques that we can't talk about specifically, but certainly we also have to work with our law enforcement partners overseas. Because in many cases, these rings are located in economically depressed areas, that this is a full-time job for a ring. And so we work with those entities to try and get them arrested and extradite them back. Because unlike TV, we also can't just fly over and arrest somebody. We have to work with those governments to have that happen.
God, wouldn't that be a great TV show? Is a rogue badass, you know, that gets cases from his buddy that works at the FBI. Let's just call him James Husunu, you know. And he gets these cases, and he flies around, and each episode is him going to find these people.
Oh, that sounds like my real life, right? And
he's also getting intel from his other friend that works at the FBI. Let's just call her Hannah. And, right? I mean, how awesome is that? Because seriously, I couldn't, you know, I joke and stuff, but seriously, like, my grandmother was my rock. So, like, this thing for elderly people just to, like, not going to work. So I'm now getting angry, and which is the last thing you want to do, right? Because that gets you out of sorts. But I would be so angry. I'd be like, okay, do we have an idea, a radius? I'm out of here. I'm going to find him. I will find this person. I will find you, and I will kill you. You know, that kind of deal. Because that's like, that's cool. And are we the only country that's getting scammed?
No.
Or do we have any scammers here?
Yes. So they
thank
are
God. Let's start scamming
the target.
Let's start scamming them. Let's go after India. Let's get them. You know, do we have people that are doing the romance scams out of the United States?
Yes, they are surfacing.
All right, America.
But they're surfacing as a result of what they're seeing overseas. And that's the problem.
So it's local then. It's like homegrown. We're not turning it back around and going to Mexico from America and romancing them. We're learning from the outside actors and romance scamming our own.
Homegrown is the perfect term to describe these folks.
All right.
Home fish.
Perfect. But it's
home
relatively
fish.
New.
Home fries. So
but they're finding that it's lucrative.
Are they Americans or are they illegals?
Well,
bet you.
I don't know. I don't know yet, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, no, I shouldn't say. The ones that we've arrested so far, and they're far and in between in the U.S., because the majority of them are overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very specific to location. Like, right. You know, tech support scams, specific location. romance scam, specific location, and so on and so forth. But the ones that we've arrested so far are at least American residents.
Oh, good. At least, thank God, we're in the game.
Yeah, but we're scamming God. Our own people. We're not scamming people overseas.
Well, that's where we're screwing up. We've got to go after the non-Americans.
What, and we are. So we have people that we're extraditing back to the U.S., even with countries that we don't have extradition treaties with.
He doesn't
like
mean
in Nigeria, for example, we've got people, over 50 people right now, that are coming to the U.S. To be tried. It's going to happen. They're in the process.
Wow.
So there is a silver lining. But going back to my original story, because you brought up your grandmother, and this is an important point. So the lady, Stanford, who grew this business and engaged in a relationship, her kids find out that she sent this money. So they freeze her accounts. And they basically won't let her even, what do you call it, fill up a tank of gas without their permission.
I do that to my wife.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
No, that's a
Sorry.
Very short leash.
Sorry.
And so she tells her boyfriend, you know, this is what my family's doing. They're really mad at me. And I showed them all these legitimate documents that you've sent me. And they just don't believe me.
Oh, she kept talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and no wonder why they did it.
Well, yeah. But they didn't do it the right way. And here's the problem. So eventually, scammer realizes he's not going to get any more money, or the ring realizes they're not going to get any money, so they disappear. So now she knows it's a scam. Mm. And her family, she built this company. She left it to them. She's a classy lady. They kind of turned her into a toddler. They're treating her like a toddler.
Still,
she can't do anything.
Even after the person leaves?
Yep.
Wow. To this day?
Well, I don't know to this day. The last time I got an update was about a year ago. But the issue was the person that she loved most on in this earth, I can't speak today, most on earth?
Most in this world.
Yeah, in this world, thank you.
Yeah, most in this world.
The traitor.
Oh, the guy, the online guy.
Yeah. The online guy. And the people that are supposed to love her unconditionally, her family, are at odds with her and treating her a certain way. So she got depressed.
Drugs.
And suicidal.
Oh, no.
Not drugs. Suicidal. She was going to commit suicide.
Oh, my God.
Then a victim services specialist went to go speak with her.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because her grandchild, I think it was a little bit removed, filed a complaint. And we sent somebody immediately to go talk to her, a victim specialist.
Yeah.
And they got her out of it. And we learned a lot from that one. Because she said, okay, it cost me $1.6 million, but it was the happiest I've been in my life.
Wow. What do you say to somebody like that that's suicidal because of that? I could tell you what I'd say, but it's not very well received in 2024. What would you say?
Well, I think that's part of what makes the job really hard is that we have to do these suicide risk assessments, especially with the elderly, because they just lost all their savings, their retirement, their family's mad at them. The person that they thought they were in love with has betrayed them. And so at this point, they don't know that they have anything to live for. So one, you have to do a suicide risk assessment, see if there's a plan in place, you know, how serious are they about this? And then it's talking about steps forward. Okay, we're going to put your life, you're going to be able to put your life back together, and we're together and we're going to figure it out how. And so it's figuring out like the pieces, what do we need to do today? What do we need to do the next day? And then providing the resources. So whether that's support groups is going to be the first one, connecting to a community of other people that have been through this and that get it. Is going to be the most important thing to kind of start digging yourself out of that hole. You got to move them from the place of shame and humiliation to a place where they start seeing some hope in their future again. And a lot of that is also working with the family dynamics. I get it. You're frustrated. You're angry. But the more you take it out on them, the more you drive them back to the scammer.
That's
because you're isolating them even more.
Yeah.
And so now they're vulnerable to the next scammer if they have any money left.
You probably don't talk to them like a coach. That's what I think I'd be good at that, Nikki.
No, you will not be good at that at all.
Didn't I do that not that long ago? You guys are impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're not for somebody that's suicidal, though, because they just got scammed. I don't know that
I've saved lives on the radio. Excuse me. I'm a saver. But I, you know, it's like I was telling my wife this the other night because, you know, and she. As glossy eyed to me, but she was, you know, she had some friends that turned heel on her, and you know, it's been bothering her for a while. And I'm like, how do you let someone else determine how you are? Like, how do you let somebody live rent free in your head? I just have a different mindset. you know, I'm Tom Coughlin the situation. I'm
because you don't care about having friends.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's not the point. The point, I do care about having friends.
No, you don't.
I do.
I feel like it's the whole point.
Right? It's the point of if you're not at fault and it's them and it's not you and it's like black and white, then why would you let that bother you? You know, why would you let somebody else's problem bother you? But you can't probably say that to these people, right? They don't want to hear that.
No, because I think that you try to see it from their perspective, yeah. Right? That's the whole thing of empathy is trying to be
in their
shoes.
But their perspective
is
wrong.
But it's right from their perspective. Right. According to us, and it might be like, listen, just factually speaking, this is wrong. However, you try to put yourself in their shoes and it's like, I get it. You're a human being. You were looking for connection. And this person promised you everything in the world. And once we are in love or we think we're in love, it's like rationality goes out the window.
Out the window.
We maximize the good. We minimize the bad, you know, and you just get further and further in it. And so you just try to connect with them on a human level. Like, I understand how this kind of stuff happens. And it's not just you. And we've had victims, he was saying, like, you know, somebody who was incredibly savvy. I've had victims who are law enforcement. I've had victims who are probation officers and CEOs and accountants. And so it really doesn't matter how smart you are. The fact that you're human and you want connection with other people makes you vulnerable
to
people taking advantage of that.
She's so good.
Yeah. See, that's what you have to say to people.
I just haven't.
Don't let people live right in your head.
Well, no, first and foremost, I don't sound like that. And you don't know. I have a different approach.
Oh, what's your approach? You just told us your approach. It was not that.
I understand. She's got her way. Everybody's got a way. I've got my own. Jimmy, my way's not bad. Right? See, you heard
him. He's speechless.
He's speechless. Comment.
I heard him shake his head, though.
No.
That's a man who wants to stay employed.
Mouth moved. Nothing came out.
Damn, Doug would turn on his microphone and we could hear him.
That's not what it was.
Nice try.
All right. Well, look. It is all about the scam, and it is all about knowing. I mean, we joke and we have fun and stuff. That's just for the entertainment aspect. But the serious side of things is don't be embarrassed. Like, come forward. Go to the FBI, whether it's, you know, wherever you're listening. If you're here in Sacramento, you want to go to the FBI, anywhere, go to the FBI. They will help you. They're obtainable. They're reachable. 1-800-CALL-FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. tips.fbi.gov. If you have a loved one that is going through this, don't let it go any farther. Help them out. It might be a struggle at first, and it might be a bumpy road, but as we all know, at the end of the road, it smooths out eventually. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to the experts, and we have to get these sons of bitches. I mean, really, we have to get them. But this money, but just the embarrassment, don't be embarrassed. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody gets got. Right? It just happens.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a thing. You know, it's no different than going to the car dealership and then coming home and telling somebody how much you paid for a car. And somebody goes, oh, my God, you could have got that for $5,000. Same thing. You got God. You shouldn't be embarrassed. You just got God. You know, that would be my speech.
Yeah. And that's I think that's a great speech. And I think the fact that also just telling them you coming forward can help somebody else. Because like Jimmy was saying earlier, that victim and that scammer probably has 30 other victims. So you coming forward can help us find those 29 others. So don't be embarrassed. And two, you probably got information that'll be helpful.
Can I help anyway other than this stuff? Can I be an honorary? Am I allowed in the building still? I'm allowed in the building.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that, right?
Yeah. Did Gina get you your gun already? I know that was on.
Wow. I've already got a bunch at the house.
Okay.
A bunch of them not on the roster here in California, too. So I don't know if y'all want to hear that or not, but no. Okay.
No.
I'm good
allegedly.
I'm good with the gun stuff. I don't need a gun. I'll take these guys out with a.
Was that a waka?
I think it was a karate chop or something.
It was a hi-ya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just training. That's all it is. Sure. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, he just snapped into it, and that just looks so natural.
All right. We'd like to thank our friends from the FBI. Gina, thank you. Yana, thank you. Jimmy, thank you.
Anytime.
FBI, tips.fbi.gov, 1-800-CALL-FBI is where you go. At FBI Sacramento on the Twitter, and now on Facebook, which is good, you know? So you get to see all these stories when you follow the FBI Sacramento on Facebook there. Give us a like, share, follow on social at Listen to the BS, and You know, Nikki, got anything?
Yeah, stop all that hat fishing and cat fishing.
Yes, Nelson.
Don't stop falling for my fat fishing, though.
All right, look, have yourself a great, safe rest of your week. And until next time, bye!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support.
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who grew this business and engaged in a relationship, her kids find out that she sent this money. So they freeze her accounts. And they basically won't let her even, fill up a tank of gas without their permission.
I do that to my wife.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
No, that's a Sorry. Very short leash.
Sorry.
And so she tells her boyfriend, this is what my family's doing. They're really mad at me. And I showed them all these legitimate documents that you've sent me, and they just don't believe me.
Oh, she kept talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and no wonder why they did it.
Well, yeah. But they didn't do it the right way. And here's the problem. So eventually, scammer realizes he's not going to get any more money, or the ring realizes they're not going to get any money, so they disappear. So now she knows it's a scam. Mm. And her family, she built this company. She left it to them. She's a classy lady. They kind of turned her into a toddler. They're treating her like a toddler.
Still
can't do anything.
Even after the person leaves?
Yep.
Wow. To this day?
Well, I don't know. To this day, the last time I got an update was about a year ago. But the issue was the person that she loved most on in this earth, I can't speak today, most on earth?
Most in this world.
Yeah, in this world, thank you.
Yeah, most in this world.
The traitor.
Oh, the guy, the online
guy. Yeah. The online guy. And the people that are supposed to love her unconditionally, her family, are at odds with her and treating her a certain way. So she got depressed.
Drugs.
And suicidal.
Oh, no.
Not drugs. Suicidal. She was going to commit suicide.
Oh, my God.
Then a victim services specialist went to go speak with her.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because her grandchild, I think it was a little bit removed, filed a complaint. And we sent somebody immediately to go talk to her, a victim specialist.
Yeah.
And they got her out of it. And we learned a lot from that one. Because she said, okay, it cost me $1.6 million, but it was the happiest I've been in my life.
Wow. What do you say to somebody like that that's suicidal because of that? I could tell you what I'd say, but it's not very well received in 2024. What would you say?
Well, I think that's part of what makes the job really hard is that we have to do these suicide risk assessments, especially with the elderly, because they just lost all their savings, their retirement, their family's mad at them. The person that they thought they were in love with has betrayed them. And so at this point, they don't know that they have anything to live for. So one, you have to do a suicide risk assessment, see if there's a plan in place. You know, how serious are they about this? And then it's talking about steps forward. Okay, we're going to put your life, you're going to be able to put your life back together, and we're together and we're going to figure it out how. And so it's figuring out like the pieces, what do we need to do today? What do we need to do the next day? And then providing the resources. So whether that's support groups is going to be the first one. Connecting to a community of other people that have been through this and that get it is going to be the most important thing to kind of start digging yourself out of that hole. You got to move them from the place of shame and humiliation to a place where they start seeing some hope in their future again. And a lot of that is also working with the family dynamics. I get it. You're frustrated. You're angry. But the more you take it out on them, the more you drive them back to the scammer.
That's
because you're isolating them even more.
Yeah.
And so now they're vulnerable to the next scammer if they have any money left.
You probably don't talk to them like a coach. That's what I think I'd be good at that, Nikki.
No, you will not be good at that at all.
Didn't I do that not that long ago? You guys are impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're not for somebody that's suicidal, though, because they just got scammed. I don't know that
I've saved lives on the radio. Excuse me. I'm a saver. But I, you know, it's like I was telling my wife this the other night because, you know, and she is glossy eyed to me, but she was, you know, she had some friends that turned heel on her, and you know, it's been bothering her for a while, and I'm like, how do you let someone else determine how you are? Like, how do you let somebody live rent free in your head? I just have a different mindset. You know, I'm Tom Coughlin the situation.
Because you don't care about having friends.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's not the point. The point, I do care about having friends.
No, you don't.
I do.
I feel like it's the whole point.
Right? It's the point of if you're not at fault and it's them and it's not you and it's like black and white, then why would you let that bother you? You know, why would you let somebody else's problem bother you? But you can't probably say that to these people, right? They don't want to hear that.
No, because I think that you try to see it from their perspective, yeah. Right? That's the whole thing of empathy, is trying to be
in their
shoes.
But their perspective is wrong.
But it's right from their perspective. Right, according to us.
Wrong.
And it might be like, listen, just factually speaking, this is wrong. However, you try to put yourself in their shoes, and it's like, I get it. You're a human being. You were looking for connection. And this person promised you everything in the world. And once we are in love, or we think we're in love, it's like rationality goes out the window.
Out the window.
We maximize the good. We minimize the bad. You know, and you just get further and further in it. And so you just try to connect with them on a human level. Like, I understand how this kind of stuff happens. And it's not just you. And we've had victims, he was saying, like, you know, somebody who was incredibly savvy. I've had victims who are law enforcement. I've had victims who are probation officers and CEOs and accountants. And so it really doesn't matter how smart you are. The fact that you're human and you want connection with other people makes you vulnerable to people taking advantage of that.
She's so good.
Yeah. See, that's what you have to say to people.
I just haven't.
Don't let people live rent free in your head.
Well, no, first and foremost, I don't sound like that. And you don't know. I have a different approach.
Oh, what's your approach? You just told us your approach. It was not that.
I understand. She's got her way. Everybody's got a way. I've got my own. Jimmy, my way's not bad. Right? See, you heard
him. He's speechless.
He's speechless. Comment.
I heard him shake his head, though.
No.
That's a man who wants to stay employed.
Mouth moved. Nothing came out.
Damn, Doug would turn on his microphone. We could hear him.
That's not what it was.
Nice try.
All right. Well, look. It is all about the scam, and it is all about knowing. I mean, we joke and we have fun and stuff. That's just for the entertainment aspect. But the serious side of things is don't be embarrassed. Like, come forward. Go to the FBI, whether it's, you know, wherever you're listening. If you're here in Sacramento, you want to go to the FBI. Anywhere, go to the FBI. They will help you. They're obtainable. They're reachable. 1-800-CALL-FBI. 1-800-CALL-FBI. tips.fbi.gov. If you have a loved one that is going through this, don't let it go any farther. Help them out. It might be a struggle at first, and it might be a bumpy road, but as we all know, at the end of the road, it smooths out eventually. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to the experts, and we have to get these sons of bitches. I mean, really, we have to get them. But this money, but just the embarrassment, don't be embarrassed. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody gets got. Right? It just happens.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a thing. You know, it's no different than going to the car dealership and then coming home and telling somebody how much you paid for a car. And somebody goes, oh, my God, you could have got that for $5,000. Same thing. You got. You shouldn't be embarrassed. You just got. You know, that would be my speech.
Yeah, and that's I think that's a great speech. And I think the fact that also just telling them you coming forward can help somebody else. Because like Jimmy was saying earlier, that victim and that scammer probably has 30 other victims. So you coming forward can help us find those 29 others. So don't be embarrassed. And two, you probably got information that'll be helpful.
Can I help anyway other than this stuff? Can I be an honorary? Am I allowed in the building still? I'm allowed in the building.
I believe so, yeah. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that, right?
Yeah. Did Gina get you your gun already? I know that was on.
Wow. I've already got a bunch at the house.
Okay.
A bunch of them not on the roster here in California, too. So I don't know if y'all want to hear that or not, but no. Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm good
allegedly.
I'm good with the gun stuff. I don't need a gun. I'll take these guys out with a.
Was that a waka?
I think it was a karate chop or something.
It was a
hi-ya. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just training. That's all it is. Sure. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, he just snapped into it, and that just looks so natural.
All right. We'd like to thank our friends from the FBI. Gina, thank you. Yana, thank you. Jimmy, thank you.
Anytime.
FBI, tips.fbi.gov, 1-800-CALL-FBI is where you go. At FBI Sacramento on the Twitter, and now on Facebook, which is good. You know, so you get to see all these stories when you follow the FBI Sacramento on Facebook there. Give us a like, share, follow on social at Listen to the BS. And, you know, Nick, you got anything?
Yeah, stop all that hat fishing and cat fishing.
Yes, Nelson.
Don't stop falling for my fat fishing, though.
All right, look, have yourself a great, safe rest of your week. And until next time, bye!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support.
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.